Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We begin the hour with your keyword to cash.
Adventure. Text it into 72881. Adventure. A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure is the word.
They're making it tough on you this hour. We'll get back to our coverage of the Table Rock tragedy that happened yesterday. We spent most of the first 2 hours talking about it. We'll take a break and we'll come back to it later on. Next story comes to us out of St. Louis.
So we've seen these, well, if you haven't yet, you will, these Bird electric scooters show up around downtown Kansas City. They showed up last week and it seemed like people were surprised that they just happened to be dropped off here. And they don't, if you haven't seen them, they're electric scooters, but they don't need a docking station. You can just kind of leave them, and then in order to charge them, people can just volunteer, and you, would you tell me, $20?
Yeah, I just learned this today. Like you said, there's no docking station. You can go grab. They shut off at 9 o'clock, and if you want to use them, there's an app, and you set it up with your phone, and boom, it's $1 to start and 15 cents a minute, and then when you're done, you just leave it wherever you want. And I read this today that since there is no Bird company that comes and sweeps them up at 9 o'clock, on their website, you can, as part of the app, you can become a charger. And if you're a charger, you can take them home with you and charge them up. And then if you return them to some spot, I don't know where, by 7 a.m., you get credited with either $5 or up to $20, depending. Like, if it's been gone for 3 days, mm-hmm. you get paid more. If right. it's just been used since 9 a.m. and it shut off at 9 p.m., you get $5. And there's GPS to tell you where they are. So people actually there's 20 of them in Kansas City. People in some of the California cities, like in L.A. or whatever, that are using them, are going with their trucks and picking up, mm-hmm. you know, 3 and 4 and 5 at a time. They take 3-4 hours to charge up. Like, just you plug it into the wall.
So the city of Kansas City didn't know they were coming, or maybe they were aware that they were coming, but there's no framework within city ordinances that apply specifically to these. So we don't know if you are supposed to treat them like bicycles, if they can have the right of way on streets. We don't know exactly how to treat them. And I believe I saw something yesterday that the city council is directing city staff to work on it, like, immediately. They have been banned from other cities, and now we have another problem. This one's in St. Louis. It's out of the Post-Dispatch. Dozens of Bird electric scooters that popped up on downtown sidewalks Thursday are going to vanish just as suddenly, at least until next week. The scooters were placed for the rental startup's local launch, but St. Louis officials said the business was operating without a required permit and asked the company to remove the vehicles. By last night, Bird Rides Incorporated agreed to pull the scooters off the city streets and walkways. I've seen other stories where Bird sort of approaches this as an ask for forgiveness, not permission thing.
Best way to go about
they'll
it.
They'll just come and drop them off and figure it out later.
It's a great business practice.
A company statement said, in partnership with the city of St. Louis, we've agreed to remove all birds from the city until scooters are added to the city's dockless vehicle program next week. The scooters are offered for rent in nearly 20 markets already. Since launching in Milwaukee last month, for example, the city notified Bird that scooters are illegal to use on its sidewalks and streets, and yet the business continues to operate there. And so they said they've already seen them in some neighborhoods of St. Louis. They expected to add more of them. And they launched the company without a permit. They just dropped them off and didn't get city permission and just did it. And the city noticed and said, no, you can't do that.
I'm waiting for Kansas City to do the same thing. Because remember, we talked to the communications director.
Chris Hernandez.
Thank you. And it seemed like, exactly like you said, they were blindsided by this. Like, I don't know what the hell we're supposed to do with these things. I haven't ridden them yet. They shut off at 9 o'clock. I've seen people buzz by me in River Market. I've got the app. I'd like to try it. I got friends who have tried it. It seems like they're a bad idea because there just is no organization whatsoever.
Well, but that's okay. I mean, as long as people are safe on them, the key is, where do they get to go?
Yeah.
To me, that's the big question, is do they get to go on sidewalks or do they have to be on streets? And do people know how to ride them? Do people know, like, we know how to ride a bicycle. We're grown up. We grew up with that.
Mm-hmm.
But do people know how to navigate them? And how much instruction does Bird give you on how to do that? And so the city's working on it. The city said, told city staff, reach out to Bird and figure this out, basically. The impression I get is that the city can go to Bird and say, you know, we need you to do X, Y, and Z and communicate this to your riders or whatever. And Bird may just ignore it. I don't know then what happens if Bird continues to operate. I don't know if you need a permit in Kansas City. I don't know if you need the city's permission in order to be able to operate. It's entirely possible that in St. Louis you do need the permit, and here you don't. But has anybody ridden them? Anybody been out on them yet? We've had them for about a week. Anybody been out on them? Let us know.
I've been on them.
You have?
Have you?
They're awesome.
How did we not know that?
How have you not called me when you come downtown?
It was when I was working inflatables.
Okay.
I had a break.
Gotcha.
And didn't want to spend it with you.
Yeah, I understand. I was probably not in town. That's probably what it was. You probably knocked on my door and I wasn't there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I actually rolled the Bird to your house and you weren't there.
Yeah, I bet.
So what are they like?
It's just like any other type of like electric scooter. There's three buttons. There's your brake. There's your start. And then there's your accelerator. If you don't know how to ride a scooter, then you probably shouldn't be on it, because you can ride this thing on the sidewalk or the street.
But that's my problem, is that a lot of people don't know how to ride scooters and aren't going to necessarily know how to do this thing.
You probably shouldn't be on it, or you should be wearing a helmet.
So the right handle has a gas. The left handle
so
is the
you
brake.
You have your gas on the right, brake on the left, and then you have a like a bell ringer, kind of like a horn, so people can get out of the way. They probably go about 10 to 15 miles per hour. So, I mean, you're moving. But, I mean, you can control that speed for how hard you're holding that clutch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, people just don't pay attention. I mean, it's just like if you ride a seating scooter, it's very sensitive to, like, the turn.
Okay. So you would recommend not just jumping on one on Main Street for the first time. Like, take it to a parking lot.
If you do, yeah, take it to a parking lot. And if you are hesitant, I would suggest to bring a helmet. Because, I mean, I saw a kid fall in front of me, but he was kind of doing stupid stuff. But if it's someone who does not know how to ride one, you're probably going to hurt yourself because you're being an idiot.
Tell me again, sidewalk or street?
I was riding them both. And, I mean, their cops didn't say anything. They were just like, all right, well, hey.
Because the cops don't know.
Enjoy your time.
I don't think we know exactly where they belong.
Their app says where to ride. It says ride in bike lanes when available.
Okay, that makes sense.
And avoid pedestrians on sidewalks.
I'm like, sure bicyclists love that.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
Hard was it to balance?
It's not hard at all.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like a kickstart. So you're on there. Do a little kickstart, and then, I mean, you put your back foot, or you just let your, you know, if you're a righty. So what I do is I have my left foot on the scooter, and then my right leg kind of hanging. So
okay.
If I just slow down, I kind of like skid my foot across the ground.
Okay. But it's not hard to get going.
No.
All right. Okay. And I mean, and with the app, like, Jamie, look, this is the app right here. Mm-hmm. That's where all of them are. You can, you know, you go find where they are. Allegedly, that's where they are based
on GPS.
And basically,
at P&O, you drop them off anywhere. There's no, like, all right, well, let's lock these up at a bike stand. So I picked mine up by Johnny's Tavern up top where the Sprint Center is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I took it around to Main Street to where, like, that Chipotle and Burger King, rode around there, and then dropped it off right next to Burger King.
And you just leave it there? Just, like,
yeah,
leave it outside?
I mean, it shuts off automatically. You can't start it unless you have the app. And then, because you get, so it's $1 to start, 15 cents per minute.
Huh.
Man, they're based on this. I'm looking at this right now. There's like 75 of these things downtown now.
Oh yeah, there's tons of them.
Okay.
Whenever I used it, it was five in one lane where I picked mine up.
Oh, really? Okay. A couple by my apartment right now, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at the app right now.
Well, in St. Louis, they have to leave or turn them, dismantle them for the time being until they get a permit.
Is it because people are getting hurt?
They just, city ordinance says you have to have a permit, and they didn't get a permit. So permit allows them to regulate them.
Right.
And yes, it puts rules on them to follow. And so if there are safety issues, then they can take their permit
so
away.
In Dallas, I think the first week they came out, a friend of mine was telling me this, two people got hurt because they ran into potholes. Well, guess what? You would get hurt on a pothole on a bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you go face plant a pothole, that's kind of your fault.
I'd trip in a pothole with a wrong foot. It can happen.
Yeah.
Can't blame the bikes for that. If you've ridden them, let us know on the text line at 22980 or give us a call at 576-7798. 576-7798. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Also, coming up, there's the latest, you're going to want to hear this, the latest meltdown from Roseanne. You thought she was done. You thought after her show got canceled. Well, maybe you didn't think she'd go quietly. But the latest meltdown from Roseanne Barr. You're going to hear it coming up next. Don't forget your keyword to cash this hour. It's longer than normal.
Adventure. A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure.
Text it in to 72881. You have a chance at $1,000 in our national contest. This is really strange. I thought Roseanne was gone and we weren't going to hear from her again. But apparently there is a new meltdown that has popped up from Roseanne. In this video, which I've edited the audio, it's been uploaded to her personal YouTube account. Roseanne's YouTube account has this. In this one, Roseanne is sitting there. Picture her in a light tan shirt, smoking a cigarette, as a man off camera attempts to dictate how she conducts herself. And I have no idea how this gets derailed. And they start talking about the president, and then they start getting into something, and then it takes a really strange turn. But it starts out with them trying to make sure their microphones are working.
Okay, we're rolling.
How's it sound?
I don't know.
Hello, hello.
Give me a level.
Okay, looks pretty good.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay.
Oh, you said I've been... Three outfits. Nixon.
Well, here's the problem. Like, imagine.
Are you filming?
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine a presidential address. Like, you're busted with killing a hooker. Like, whatever, right?
What?
Just no. Hear me out. And they say tonight the president's going to give his address, and then the camera fades out on his desk in the Oval Office, and he's like, "I did not have sex with that hooker," right? Imagine in his statement to keep and save his job, there were jump cuts, multiple outfits.
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times. Do you know that if...
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally 300 times.
I thought the bitch was white. I thought the bitch was white.
Clueless of what set this woman off in this video. Absolutely clueless of where it was going and how she got so angry to scream about Valerie Jarrett, who she was talking about in that tweet that wound up getting her TV show canceled.
Was she drunk?
Sounds drunk. It's a good question.
Sounds like there's something else going on there.
That's a really good question.
Unless that's just her normal state of being.
Could be.
Which I guess is possible.
She cuts off the director and talks, you know, I'm talking about Iran, as you heard. I thought the B was white. Gosh darn it, but in a much more vulgar term. And then he laughs. And later on, he suggests that perhaps that the Charlie Sheen-esque breakdown is kind of an act. I don't know. Like, is this... Do you think Roseanne has a plan to get back into the spotlight, or is she just kind of grasping at straws or just trying to do whatever right now?
I don't have any idea. She said she had been offered a TV show again or was being given offers to get back into TV, and we haven't heard those anymore. So I don't think she has a plan. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being in that head. Are you kidding me? Nor do I think she's incredibly relevant right now. You know, I think now that Roseanne is off the air, I can't believe this is getting that much attention. I particularly don't care about what she has to say anymore. Now that she doesn't have the TV show, who cares what she rants about anymore? So I don't, it's just not, we'll see if she gets another TV show.
I think she'll be back. I think everybody was thinking the show was going to go perhaps to Fox because they're a little edgy over there on Fox as opposed to CBS or ABC. Maybe Netflix is where it's going to go, and they're going to start up with the Connors. But I don't know if she's either any more or less relevant because she's not on TV anymore. She's still the same person, I believe, you know, regardless if she's the face of it. And she was the face of ABC.
But you're more relevant when you have a TV show on the air. You know, you're more relevant when people are paying attention to you because they're watching you on TV, and they're not right now.
No. And we'll see if she ever gets back on, but she's got yet. And I'll put this up on Twitter if you want to check it out. And you can see good old Roseanne. Good old Roseanne having another freak out. Happy Friday to you. Next story comes to us, well, about your drinking.
So I think we need to define what you consider to be drinking too much and the point at which you feel like maybe you need to scale back just a little bit. Stories out of Newsweek. In a study of more than 34,000 adults, researchers found that 40% of American adults consume excessive amounts of alcohol and continue to do so despite the high risk of suffering health consequences. The findings mark an nearly 10% increase from 2014 data that revealed 1 in 3 adults drank heavily. So it's up a bit. Researchers looked at results of the National Epidemiological Survey on alcohol and related conditions for several different years. More than 70% of those who drank excessively in the first sample continued the pattern when they were surveyed 2 to 4 years later. 15% of those who did not drink irresponsibly in the first sample said they adopted risky drinking behaviors second time around. Participants who were under 21 in that first set were much more likely to drink heavily when surveyed a second time. Other predictors included being white, male, and unmarried. Meant you were more likely to be a heavy drinker. Whereas
ding, ding, and ding.
Elderly, female, and non-white respondents were least likely to excessively drink. So 40% of American adults say they drink too much, excessive amounts of alcohol, and still do so even though they know it's not particularly good for you. So define too much. At what point do you feel like you need to scale back?
I can't give you a number. I don't know.
Well, I mean, conditions then. Like, if I am hungover, if I feel like, man, like, this has been a rough week, then you know you need to scale back a little bit. although for me, the issue always is sleep, because bad sleeper, and so that always plays in. But if it's affecting me needing to get other things done, you know, if I'm spending Saturday hungover or Sunday hungover, and not getting other things done, then you know it's probably time to scale back.
At what point do you quit with that? Like,
quit with what?
Because with my with our baby on the way in January, it has come to the attention of both. Well, obviously, she has quit drinking altogether, but I have also pulled the reins back in support of her, obviously, because I know this is. I've been known to get after it a few nights during a week. But I think there comes a point where, you know, and I'm sure many people that have gone through this as well would say there comes a point where being hungover, and I can vouch for this, being hungover sucks. Mm-hmm. No one enjoys being hungover.
Yeah.
And I'd say in the last couple of years, I have made the conscious effort not to get hungover, but still imbibe. Now, that would probably still put me in the category of I may drink too much or may have in the past, but I don't know. I mean, how many people will admit to this? I bet most people wouldn't admit to this.
I am finding that the older I get, the harder it is to predict what will make me hungover and the less it takes, frankly. So I made no secret of the fact that I'm kind of whiskey loyal, but will then switch to wine sometimes, particularly if I just need to kind of go more slowly. And it surprises me now that I used to be a really big red wine drinker. I mean, that used to be all I would drink. And now red wine will give me a hangover faster than anything, which is a little frustrating. And so sometimes I can't predict anymore what will do it. So I probably get more hungover now with drinking less.
At what age did you realize that hangovers were coming in full steam ahead if you didn't take it easy? 576-7798. Yeah, I think I learned a couple of years ago, number one, what you're saying, don't mix.
Don't mix.
Don't mix.
Don't mix them. Do your water in between your drinks.
Travis, do you still mix? You turned 28 yesterday. You still mix, right? Doesn't matter?
No.
Yeah, that'll change in the next 10 years, my friend. I thought I was invincible too once.
I don't mix at all, ever.
No?
No.
You never do a shot and a beer and then maybe another shot.
I stick to one thing, and I got to stick with that the whole time, or I know it'll just be bad.
It's over.
Because my hangovers don't really consist of, like, headaches or stomachs. It's more of my shoulders start hurtling really bad. My knees hurt really bad. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not moving for the next 8 hours.
Better football better be on for 7.5 hours, and pizza better get delivered. And they better figure out how to come through my front door, and I'm not going to care because I am not getting up. whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, you're once you hit 30, things kind of changed a little bit in terms of your ability to bounce back.
I've never had a great ability to bounce back. But I'll tell you what, when I lost weight, I get drunk faster. It just, everything hits me more quickly because there is less of me to absorb stuff. And so, yeah, you're right about the one thing, but if you're in it for the long haul, you can't drink whiskey for 8 hours. At some point, you got to do something else.
No, because you won't make it to 8 hours. Yeah.
Clear liquors are the best, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But the older I get, the less I can drink wine, which is frustrating.
Oh, that stinks.
So, well, just because it's more, I go more slowly with it,
Yeah. Which
is, so it's my preference sometimes.
See, I can drink whiskey for 8 hours, but clear, like vodka stuff, no.
It also seems like I remember, this is a point at which I feel like, okay, it's time to, because it seems like the older I get, and so I turn 40 in 6 months. For those that are saying, wait till you're 40, yeah, I'm getting close. I feel like I remember less now about, if that's a way to tell, and I feel like it takes less drinking now to make me not remember what I did or what I said.
I agree with that.
I'll wake up in the morning and say, wow, I don't remember going to bed last night. I don't remember. And keep in mind, I wake up for work at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. So it's got to end early.
Yeah. And it doesn't take a lot to get there. Not anymore. I know that feeling. Heck yeah. I agree with you.
So someone just texted in, father of a 2-year-old.
Oh boy.
You will never get drunk again.
That is a challenge.
Being that overdone around your baby is a terrifying thought. It's true. You can't be, somebody's always got to be sober.
That I believe. I mean, there won't be a time. I can't say never, because if I say never, but there is no plan whatsoever to drink excessively around my baby. That to me is horrible. Like I've gone to places, and I don't understand this, and I, maybe Jamie, you're okay with it. I don't know. I went to, what's the brewery by me in River Market?
Strange Days Brewing Company.
Went to Strange Days not too long ago, and I'm sitting there with a couple of friends, and I look over, and there is a guy with a flight at the bar, All right? He's got five in front of him, five of their different beers. And on the stool next to him is the baby in the car seat.
Yeah.
That to me seemed very wrong.
You know what? I'm going to wait. Hold that thought.
I know.
With you.
I know.
Because here's what's going to happen. At some point, you're going to get tired of being in the house and you're going to miss your old life. And you're, you know, because you still got a lot of energy. And at some point, you're going to say, well, I'm not going to go get drunk.
No.
I'm just going to go out and be an adult and bring the baby with me.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of friends that, and family who have had children later in life. And particularly I have a cousin and his wife out in Colorado that took their infant everywhere. Concerts. They kind of continued their normal life. They just took the baby.
That seems really wrong to me.
You're going to do it. Watch. This is going to be you. Because you're going to miss this. You're going to miss what you were doing a year ago.
Well, like tomorrow, or not tomorrow, later tonight, I'm going to be at the Hall & Oates and Train concert. I bet there will be people there with the baby.
And so what? You know, as long as the baby's not screaming.
And has like ear protection.
What's wrong with that? People are going to scream at me now about where not to take babies, and that's fine.
Let's find out from moms and dads.
Where shouldn't you be taking a baby? And how much did your life change after you had a baby?
I need this.
Or not change.
I'll have a lot of future parent questions. This could be one of them. Like tonight, is it wrong to bring your baby? Let's say 2 or younger. You know, you got to carry it. Is it wrong to bring your baby to a Hall & Oates and Train show at Sprint Center?
Or to Strange Day Brewing Company when you're there. So I have less of a problem with that than I do a bar.
Because
that's a brewery and more of an experience. But I think there are a lot of people that, particularly when you're later in life, you know, you still want to maintain some of that adult life that you had. And, you know, it's going to be pretty difficult for you to go from living in River Market to living in Overland Park, and you're going to miss some of that stuff. And the next thing you know, you're going to be taking the baby on the streetcar all day.
We close today. We close in our condo in 3 hours.
I think the harder thing
I'm moving to the suburbs
for you is going to be not with an infant. An infant's easy to take places because they sleep a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's in 18 months after they're when they're more unpredictable and they have found their vocal cords and they're walking, it's easier to take them out everywhere.
Where is it okay to take a baby 2 and under? 5767798. That some people might frown upon. What have you done? Concerts. I hope you're not taking it to a movie, but whatever.
Dinners.
Dinners, bars,
happy hour.
Breweries.
museums, you know, if you're just out for the day.
576-7798. This is the first of many How Do I Parent? It's a series. How Do I Parent? As we're due in January. 576-7798. This is fascinating to me. We want to hear from you coming up next. You can also text in at 22980. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Another keyword to cash coming up next as well. Hall & Oates coming tonight with Train. Would it be acceptable, Lee and I are due in January, would it be acceptable to take a baby to that show? Let's say a 10-month-old baby to that show at Sprint Center. 576-7798. Where do you take your babies? That is, you know, somebody would say, really? But you can justify it. Give us a call, 576-7798. Text in 22980.
A lot of people, obviously, it depends on the kid. It's going to be easier to do it when they're an infant and they sleep more than when they're 18 months and 2 years old. So enjoy it when they're younger. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, do whatever you want, but when they cry, get them out of there.
Yeah.
You
okay.
know, be aware of the other people around you.
Somebody said, no concert, no brewery. If you're that selfish, wait to have a kid till you get over it. Is that selfish to go to a, is it selfish?
Sure, but so what? It's your kid. Do what you
wait
want.
Wait a minute.
Here's Travis.
Did you just also say, a non-parent. If the baby starts crying, take them out and be courteous of everyone around you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people have said. Take your baby wherever you want, but if the baby starts screaming and hurting, you know, the experience of other people that are around you,
Mike, do you remember when you went to the movies and there's a baby crying and you complained about the baby crying and the people on the text line complained about you complaining about the baby crying?
Yeah, Travis, whatever you say they're going to agree with, they always get mad at me and Jamie, so why don't you give us the definitive ruling and then the text line will be happy.
Oh, so now you want to take a baby to a concert. Keep them
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but there's a difference between seeing a movie, which has the down and the quiet time, and a rock concert, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Find out where you're taking your babies. Casey, you're on KMBZ. Casey, how old's your kid?
My kid is 2 right now, and he's something else. We love having him around. Like, I think I wrote on your Facebook page, bring the kid into your life. For example, my kid was actually a Twitter star for a little bit. We took him to the Power and Light right there in the living room there for the Big 12 tournament and dressed him up in his Jayhawk Halloween costume. He was everywhere with that. He's well-known at the Hooters and Metcalf. We take him to the Peanut Mission. He's been all around. Everyone likes him. See, the main thing you have to do is teach your kid how to be able to behave in public. You know, they need to be around other people. Also, I haven't graduated to the movie section yet because he's just not ready for that. He's 2, and he just can't sit still like that. But other than that, we take him almost anywhere. But, you know, you be respectful. Definitely take him to a concert. Music appreciation. Even when my kid was an infant, I had him listen to music that I like. You know, we called it music appreciation.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. And see, next spring is what? Metallica is coming, and also Elton John will be here next spring. Can I take the baby to either of those? 576-7798. Sheila, you're on KMBZ. Hi, Sheila. How old are your children?
Well, now they're age 31 to 16.
Okay.
I have 8 of them.
8?
Yes, I do. Right. I have broke the knob off on my radio. You're all I listen to. So I call you guys all the time. But the only problem that I had with an infant, and I didn't carry them all in tow every time. There were sitters, trust. But when they were infants, I kept them with me all the time. And we had 3 friends that all got married in high school to a group of guy friends that we all hung out with. We all had children, and one passed away. All of our babies were under 8 months, and I didn't know whether to take the baby with us to the funeral. And my father-in-law was a pastor, and he said it was completely appropriate. But I felt wretched taking our son, you know? I just I think that's the only place that's not okay. You know? Kind of like shoving it in their face.
Sure. Hey, Sheila, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. Let's go to David on KMBZ. How many kids you got, David?
I have three.
Okay.
They're all teenagers now, but when my oldest two were not quite four and not quite two, I got home and I said to my wife, hey, I'm headed to Lakeside Speedway with the guys. And she reminded me she had girls' night, and I was most assuredly not doing that. I thought, well, I'm going to take them. So I took my not quite four-year-old, not quite two-year-old son and daughter. We stopped at Home Depot, got two sets of ear protection, and they came and watched dirt track racing.
Wow. See, now, how old are they? They were four and how old?
Not quite four and not quite two.
Okay, so the one-year-old, that's the easier one. I bet the older one was a little tough to kind of wrangle, wasn't it?
Oh, he thought it was cool.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Thanks, man. As long as you get the ear protection, yeah, I think you'll be okay.
Although people are still afraid of damaging the baby's ears.
Okay.
Even despite the ear protection.
Gotcha.
So.
All right. Let's go to Luis on KMBZ. What's up?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey. I tell you what, how about the tattoo shop?
Do you take your children to the tattoo shop?
I have taken my child to the tattoo shop. He was a year and a half. He's 20 months now.
Okay. Hey, man, thanks. It's frowned upon by some and not frowned upon by others, just like Luis. Thanks, man. Let's go to Deanna on KMBZ. Deanna, what do you think about taking kids to places like concerts? Babies.
I disagree. I think you ought to get babysitters.
Okay.
My kids are grown, and when we wanted to go out, we got babysitters, and I don't know, but people don't seem to do that anymore, but I think that's the way to go.
I think plenty of people do. I think lots of people do. What do you think is so wrong about taking, let's say, tonight to go see Hall & Oates and Train?
I think it's disruptive to the people around it. Whether the baby is crying or not, it's a distraction.
What about to a Chiefs game?
No. I think those are adult venues and for kids that are of age that would enjoy it, but again, it's a distraction, and I don't think it's fair to the baby either.
Okay. Thank you so much for the phone call, Deanna. Deanna says, no, get a sitter. Let's go to Gala or Gala on KMBZ. What's up, Gala?
Let's try Gala.
Gala works as well. I apologize.
No, you're fine. I've been on hold since they started mentioning hearing protection, ear protection, and that was my concern is Hall & Oates, leave the baby at home, take him to the ice capades or something, you know, and the same with the Chiefs. It's so cold usually at the Chiefs game. How are you going to protect that baby from the cold? It's just like the Royals game. How do you protect them from the heat?
Well, what if I took him to a game in late September when it was 70?
Oh, go and have a ball. Just have fun.
You're just worried about the weather.
Yeah, the weather and the noise, the ear protections.
Okay, see, as long as you take care of it. Yeah, I would never fathom taking a baby to a Royals game in July. You know, that to me seems like you're doing something wrong, or a Chiefs game in December.
There is nothing wrong with getting a sitter. She's right. I mean, I know I'm the one that cited a bunch of examples of friends that, you know, just take their babies with them everywhere. But there are sitters out there that you can find.
Thanks, Gayla. Let's go to Vance on KMBZ. Hi, Vance.
Hello.
What's up?
So when my daughter was a year and a half, we used to always go to the mud runs all over Kansas and Missouri. When she was a year and a half, we took her to the Jesse James up in Cameron, or outside of Cameron, where they had the nitro-powered mud run. And all the people there thought it was wrong, but my daughter sat there and had a blast with her earphones on.
Nice. See, as long as you got the earphones, I think you're going to be good. So if I had a baby and I was going to go to the take it to the Train show tonight, go see Hall & Oates with my baby, as long as I got earphones, then the baby's going to be okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.